All right, folks, this is a very important update, post-Flynn pardon update. So General Michael Flynn was pardoned earlier today by President Trump. Now, what's interesting is I was in an interview when that happened. I was actually conducting an interview with a former Defense Intelligence Agency intelligence analyst and psychological operations expert, who you'll see. You'll see my interview with him. It's coming out, I think, Friday midday, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. So check naturalnews.com for that. This is bombshell. This is amazingly positive news, and here's why. I'm talking about the Flynn pardon. So General Flynn, going back, you got to understand that Flynn he's the one who was kind of the mentor of Ezra Cohen Watnick. Ezra Cohen Watnick is, I believe, currently the Undersecretary of Defense. He was formerly Defense Intelligence Agency, and he's been identified as the Q team leader, in case you're following Q. Ezra is a genius, young strategist, you know, like this. He's the actual 5D chess player. And Ezra spent some time at the CIA and I believe a little bit of time with NSA, some time with DOD and so on. And he learned how to navigate all these agencies, and he's a patriot, and he's helping Trump take the country back. Now, Ezra is friends with Christopher Miller. In fact, Ezra introduced Chris Miller in Fort Bragg on the day that Chris Miller, who's now the Secretary of Defense, replacing Mark Esper, Chris Miller on that day announced that all special operations forces now report directly to him, bypassing any other traitors or deep state operators that might be infecting different bureaucratic layers of the DOD. So what we have here now is Flynn back on top, able now to speak and lay out his bombshell information and knowledge, everything that he knows, which was why Obama tried to destroy Flynn. This is why Flynn was targeted, because he refused to flip against Trump and betray the Republic. And General Michael Flynn, by the way, I hope to God that this man is honored with the highest order, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, or maybe something stronger than that. Michael Flynn is an incredible patriot. He risked everything, like our founding fathers. He put it all on the line. They tried to completely destroy his life. They tried to bankrupt him. They threatened his family. They made him sell his house just to pay his legal bills. And guess who came along and achieved victory for Michael Flynn? None other than attorney Sidney Powell. That's right. Release the Kraken, Sidney Powell. She came along and she went to battle with Michael Flynn against the deep state and Judge Sullivan in D.C. or Virginia, wherever he is. And Sidney Powell was able to overturn all that and achieve victory for Flynn, because Flynn had almost given up, because he had put in a guilty plea, but that guilty plea was coerced, and it was all the dirty tricks of the deep state, the FBI and the CIA and so on, trying to ensnare Flynn. And by the way, the people who carried out those acts against him were themselves committing multiple felonies. And this goes back decades. Under Robert Mueller and James Comey and others in the FBI, you know, the FBI is a criminal organization that carries out crimes in order to take down political targets. That's what the FBI is today. They have no interest in actual crime in America, but rather taking down political enemies, as directed by Barack Obama. So the fact that Flynn is now free, fully pardoned by President Trump, this now has deep state operatives crapping their pants so bad that there's going to be another toilet paper shortage around the D.C. area soon, maybe even a run on diapers, adult diapers, because they can't even control how bad they're crapping themselves at this moment, which is why CNN is going insane and saying that Trump is like a crime boss now, pardoning all his criminal friends. No. Trump is pardoning the patriots. The criminals are the ones who put the patriots behind bars. You know, they try to put Roger Stone behind bars as well, in much the same way. Roger Stone was framed. Roger Stone was completely innocent, just like Flynn. And Sidney Powell, of course, is a key player in all of this. And by the way, if you want to donate to Sidney Powell, I donated $500 to her just personally. And that's at defendingtherepublic.org. So if you want to go there and donate to her efforts, just go to that site, defendingtherepublic.org. Now, here's what's going to happen next. One of the sources I interviewed today, who's an expert in tracking military flights, you may know who I'm talking about. You'll see soon. He is absolutely convinced that there continue to be every day multiple airborne rendition flights where certain traitors, deep state operatives, are extracted from their offices, from their maybe congressional offices or their homes or businesses or wherever, and they're put on charter flights, special charter flights, which are known CIA flights. And this source tells us that there's a white hat element inside the CIA, that the whole CIA is not bad. A lot of it is. A lot of it's the Harvard, Yale, you know, unethical guys who are trying to bring down America. But there are elements within the CIA that are working with Trump, working with the DOD and the NSA. And they are running, believe it or not, in-flight interrogations of deep state traitors. And the way that this source knows this is because he's got all the tail numbers of all these private charter flights. Now, let me explain this. The military is not allowed under current U.S. law to extract American citizens and fly them to Gitmo on military flights. That is illegal under current U.S. law. So instead, they use charter flights, which are private flights. And because they're charter flights, they can't hide their transponders. So they show up on the flight tracking apps. So you're able to see them and you're able to see where their flights originate and then where they terminate. And what this source explains is that there are some small islands and island nations and so on, and an overflow Gitmo prison site in Honduras. And these flights are originating often in the DC area, and then they hop from island to island outside of the United States, outside of CONUS, and outside the international waters bordering the U.S. This means that these, frankly, CIA interrogations, maybe waterboarding, is going on outside the jurisdiction of the United States and not under the control of the U.S. military, you see. That's why they use private charter flights. And, you know, we can argue about the ethics of that later on, I suppose. But based on these sources and two of my sources now confirm this, there are deep state actors who are being, you could say, arrested, kidnapped, detained, I don't know, extracted, and they're being put on these flights, and they're being threatened with torture, okay, mid-air. And they are quickly giving in, quickly, because, you know, what would you do if you're on some super-secret CIA charter plane and they're flying you out onto some dark site off some unknown island nation out in the middle of nowhere. And they're like, guess what? You're going to die unless you tell us what you know. What are you going to do? You're going to tell them what you know. And this is what's happening, according to these sources. Now, you know, again, you can argue about the techniques later, but these are deep state traitors. These are absolutely treasonous traitors. Frankly, every last one of them probably deserves to be executed for what they've done. But the members of our CIA and elements of the DOD and special forces and so on, they're not executing them. They're getting confessions. This is what I'm being told. Some video confessions, some written confessions, and so on. So Trump is gathering up all this evidence. And Michael Flynn, him being pardoned, only adds to this because Flynn knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak. Flynn has all the keys to the kingdom. He knows the information that can take down the deep state. That's why they tried to destroy him. So Flynn is now downloading all this information and intel to the Trump administration and Trump's attorneys. And on top of that, by the way, it turns out that the Kraken that Sidney Powell spoke of before, the Kraken is actually the code name for a cyber weapons system that's used by the CIA or the NSA. I forget which one uses it, but it is a part of the National Infrastructure Defense Technology assets. The Kraken is able to hack other systems and gather passwords and gather information and monitor other systems, such as monitoring Dominion voting systems and election theft happening in real time. So when Sidney Powell said release the Kraken, now we believe she was referring to this cyber warfare system. And guess who has a background in cyber warfare? that would be Ezra Cohen Watnick, wouldn't it? And also Chris Miller, formerly running the counterterrorism task force, I believe, for the DOD. And I apologize if I don't get all the designations correct here. I'm not a military guy, so sometimes I get the terms mixed up and all the department names and everything. It's a lot to remember. You know, oh, JSOCs and JAGs and all this stuff and soft dark and soft covert. And okay, man, it's a lot. But the point is, the Kraken is a cyber warfare program. The Kraken was released. And remember when Sidney Powell said a couple days later, we're already starting to see early results from the Kraken. What is she referring to? She's referring to the information gathering efforts that have been underway. And that information gathering includes the rendition flights as well as the cyber warfare programs that are gathering information from multiple sources, in addition to the DOD Special Forces units seizing servers now in 3 countries. We now have confirmation that servers were seized in Germany, Spain, and Canada. Yes, and they're all held by, quote, the good guys. So this is where we are, which means Trump is holding all the cards, as I've been talking about here. Trump's got now the DOD, he's got Special Operations Forces, Trump's got the NSA, and apparently some white hat elements of the CIA, which means Trump has everything. Trump has all the emails, Trump has all the financial transactions, all the data, all the phone calls, all the transactions of who was bribed by Communist China, which is about 70% of the Democrats, by the way. And I've heard about 30% of the GOP has been bought off by Communist China. And Trump's got all this. And now he's got plenty of time to throw those cards down on the table and activate the mass arrests. Some people believe the mass arrests have already begun. But the indictments are certainly being built up underway. And by the way, none of this requires Bill Barr to do a damn thing, because Bill Barr is deep state. The DOJ doesn't even matter here. And the FBI doesn't matter. This is all DOD. This is in the realm of national defense. This is in the realm of international warfare, cyber crimes, or cyber attacks against the United States. And Trump has everything he needs to prosecute that and take down the domestic traitors and enemies. He can designate them enemy combatants. He can have them arrested under the National Defense Authorization Act. He can seize all their assets under the September 12, 2018 executive order. He can do all these things and more. He can put them on rendition flights if he wants. He can interrogate them because he can treat them as enemy combatants because they're engaged in warfare against the United States. So as of today, things look better than ever for Trump to achieve victory in defending this nation against its enemies and traitors, domestic traitors and communist sympathizers. So that's where we are right now. Now watch naturalnews.com and brighttown.com on Friday, because these 2 videos are posting. I've interviewed both of these sources and they're going public. You may already figure out who they are. Some of them have spoken publicly before on these topics. But watch for that. Going to release all that information and expect big, big things, because there's also a lot of troop movement and a military cargo plane movement distributing resources to bases across the United States domestically. Many cargo plane flights that have been tracked by this source. And it means they're preparing for domestic warfare and they're preparing to win. Trump and the DOD are going to win. And the left is going to go down in freaking flames. And the Democrats are going down. They're going to jail. Some of them are going to Gitmo. Okay, that's where this is headed. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. God bless America.